Well, hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome back to the Paul Revere Show. I am privileged to have Sachin Chetta, the director of the Fair Elections Project, with us tonight. We're talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision last Friday, April 15th, 2022. A sad day in Wisconsin history. The 157th anniversary of the death of President Abraham Lincoln. And their map that adopted, or their decision that approved the Republican drawn maps. Maps that, as a result of relentless activity by the far right in our state, have created gerrymandered maps so bad that federal judges previously found that they were unconstitutional, that they were so unfair, and reduced the number of potential minority majority districts from 7 down to 5 going forward. So, Sachin, how do we go forward? Some folks are going to say it's hopeless. I agree with you. It's not hopeless. What's the road forward?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not hopeless only because there are avenues for us to win. And the biggest thing that somebody can do is win the elections that can be won. And I'd point to two elections that I think matter a lot. So one is this fall in 2022, there will be candidates who think partisan gerrymandering is bad and who think fair maps are good. And they will say so, and they will be on the ballot. They'll be candidates for governor and attorney general. And those races can't be gerrymandered. You can't gerrymander a statewide race. And so paying attention to which candidates are against partisan gerrymandering, who think that fair maps are important, and those who deny the existence of gerrymandering or who claim that it is, who engage in the victim blaming and say that the minority party are the ones who are really trying to gerrymander. You can make those judgments. And then next spring in 2023, there will be a state Supreme Court election, and the state Supreme Court is closely divided. These cases have all been decided by 4-3 votes. And so if there's a change in who is on the Supreme Court, if there's a Supreme Court justice who is lawful and who cares about the Constitution, as opposed to lawless judicial activists, the partisan right-wingers that we see doing whatever they want to achieve the outcomes they want to achieve, then there's a chance for these cases to be decided a different way over the course of the next many months and the next couple of years. And so if we can make some of these changes by 2024 in terms of who's on the court and making sure that an anti-gerrymandering governor is elected, an anti-gerrymandering attorney general is elected, and give them the opportunity to pass legislation or at least not have their vetoes of bad legislation overridden, there is a path, I think, to winning this fight. But we can't let our foot off the gas, and we're going to have to continue to educate our fellow citizens. You quoted from the Constitution earlier, and I just wanted to quote something from the Constitution as well. You quoted from the U.S., the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, but I would point to the Wisconsin Constitution, which I think is a really simple preamble. And it is, the people of Wisconsin, in order to secure our blessings, have certain inherent rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But one big thing that it says is deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I think this idea that the people have to consent to the government and how laws are made, the people are actually the highest authority, not politicians, not courts, but the people themselves are the highest authority. And so we have to, as the people, assert ourselves in these elections. And if we do, then we can start to see a change. Now, I'll tell you, I'm of the age, and I'm slightly younger than you, Mark, that it feels a little bit like starting over, right? It feels like we were on this arc of progress, and especially thinking back to Barack Obama getting elected in 2008 and the hope that swept across this country. But the other side, the opponents of progress, are relentless. They won't ever let their foot off the gas. So when our side has let our foot off the gas, either because we think we've achieved enough and we need to stop fighting, or because we get frustrated, or we think our side who wins aren't doing enough, that's when the other side's relentlessness really takes hold. And that's what's happened at this moment. And we have to redouble our efforts to engage as many people as possible, get them out to vote, and win these meaningful elections so that we can see real change in the future.
You've traveled a lot around this state and have been talking about fair maps for years and years and years now. What do you think people like me in this radio show or other folks, what can we do to really sort of spread the word and tell the story? And because I just think sometimes folks just assume that things are fair and, you know, we elect our representatives and everybody just assumes it's fair. And how do we go about debunking that?
Well, I think the thing that will affect people the most is just to talk about the consequences that they already don't like. I think people are frustrated at the cost of the university system and how it seems like you can't get your classes. I think they're frustrated at the size of class sizes in their public school. I think they're frustrated that the roads aren't getting fixed fast enough or that there isn't enough money for more law enforcement or more crime prevention. I think people are frustrated that they're seeing their rivers get poisoned. And all of these things are a consequence of one party right-wing rule for most of the last decade. Even when people have voted for change, they haven't gotten change. And so the other side is counting on people to get frustrated and to check out and say, look, I voted for change, but I didn't get any change. My school doesn't have more funds. My roads aren't fixed. It doesn't make a difference. And the reality is that there are races where it does make a difference. I understand, you know, if your legislative side isn't going to win a majority, it feels tough to get involved or to put your name on the ballot and run. But if we can win some of these statewide elections, especially, you know, for candidates who want to restore democracy, there can be a difference. But I think you have to connect it to the things that people are really frustrated about. As much as people want to fight for democracy, it's a little bit of an abstract notion. But if they understand the consequence to their schools and their roads and their rivers and their economy and their wages and how to account for inflation and all the things that matter to our daily lives, I think we can make a change, and we just have to get every single citizen of Wisconsin involved.
Well, thank you very, very much, Sachin Chetta, for helping me and our listeners grasp this issue. Fair maps are the essence of our democracy, folks. We'll be back next Monday. Here's the Paul Revere Show. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 o'clock, 5:40 a.m., 101.90.